Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Few of you have pet orangutans, but this is something I'm so excited about, the opportunity to talk to the famed primatologist, Dr. Birute Geldikas. I'll say that again, Dr. Birute Geldikas, that's her name. And she is incredible. Without her and the work of Diane Fossey with gorillas and Jane Goodall with chimpanzees, our knowledge base wouldn't be anywhere near what it is. Understanding our cousins. They are. Our cousins, the great apes. Unfortunately, though, this cousin, the orangutan, is disappearing from the planet so quickly. Why is that happening? And what can we do about it? I can't wait to speak with her. Also, one of the reasons why we give up cats to animal shelters is that they go scratch, scratch, scratch in all the wrong places. Well, the cats don't think it's a wrong place, but we do. And we'll speak with Dr. Janine Berger, a veterinary behaviorist with the San Francisco SPCA, about that. And a big topic this time of year is the weather. You look outside and the clouds are coming and you read the forecast and a thunderstorm is predicted. Well, even before that happens, your dog knows about it. How does that happen and what can you do about it? And I have those answers next as well. But first, your phone calls, because I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I am here to help you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Jim in Iowa, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I've got a question for you. Looking to see what, if you've experienced or have any information as to, I've got a dog, a 4-year-old golden doodle, who for as long as we can remember, after every time she eats her food, she burps.
You sure that's the dog?
That's the dog.
Not your significant other?
No, trust me. I've blamed it on all three girls and the wife, but it's the dog.
You have three daughters.
I do.
Not easy.
No.
I understand. Well,
and
not really.
Female dog.
I don't. You're surrounded by women, aren't you?
Yes.
Not so bad. You okay there, Jim?
So far.
All right. Well, I ought to send you a lot more than what I'm about to send you, which is a Kong Wobbler. And what this is, it's a large Kong toy. It looks like it's on steroids. It's so large. And what you do is you put kibble inside. Here's why I'm going to send it to you. As the dog goes, bum, and bounces it a little bit, a piece or two falls out, but just a piece or two. And then your dog moves it again, and another piece or two, maybe three, falls out. And that's all. And again and again, that way your dog can't eat too fast.
And does that sit in the bowl?
No. What you do is it's a large plastic toy. It's in the shape of how would you describe it? Sort of a pyramid? Is that about right? And what you do is it unscrews. You don't need screws to do it. You just twist it. Your girls can do this, actually. It'd be fun. And then you pour the kibble in. You measure the amount, and then you pour whatever amount you usually feed your dog in one end. Then you screw it back together, and you put it down for the dog. And you kind of have to show the dog first few times.
Right.
You know, by moving it a little, a piece or two will fall out. But your dog, I mean, they catch on quick, especially if they're hungry. And then your dog will move it around. And you know what? I love enrichment toys anyway. Most dogs love getting their food. And this is how I think all dogs should be fed anyway. For folks, not you necessarily, who have two or three of these type toys, what you do is actually you put them in different places around the house so your dog actually looks for them. It's a great way to feed dogs in general, you too. But you can fit all the dog's food easily into this, even if you had a monster Great Dane dog. I mean, it's large enough. And your dog just moves it around, gets a piece or two at a time, and cannot that way inhale the food.
So it has to do with the speed with which it's being eaten then?
I think. I mean, this will eliminate that probability. Now, if your dog is still belching after every meal, then it could mean, I mean, do you get, oh, geez, do you get on the other end of the dog something that?
No.
Okay. I'm glad you caught on to that. Thank you very much. So I don't know that digestion is a problem. I'm willing to bet that your dog is just eating too fast.
Because I've seen dogs, and I'm caring for a dog, my neighbor's dog this week, and that dog inhales it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you pour it in, and before you've actually completed the pouring in, it's gone.
It's amazing.
And that's not how our dog does it. In fact, our dog comes to her bowl when we're sit down for dinner. And eats when we do at a regular pace.
But still, it might be fast. You know, every individual is different. It might be fast for your dog or too fast for your dog. Listen, it's a free toy. Give it a try.
Fair enough.
And if it doesn't work, then what I'd do is I'd ask your veterinarian. Have you done that?
I think we have, actually.
And what has your vet said?
And what they told me is to raise the bowl up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea as well. Yep.
But our neighbor tried that, and without still to no avail, though. So,
but your neighbor's dog isn't your dog.
No, that's
so
true.
Yeah, so I would. That's another possibility as well. But, you know, give this a try.
Okay.
All right. Wait a week or two for us to get it to you.
Okay.
Find me on Facebook. Look for my Facebook fan page if you're on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you can find me on Instagram. Just type in my name, Steve Dale or Steve Dale's Pet World. You will find me. Or not on any of those platforms. Twitter! There's always a platform for me. Steve Dale Pets is my handle, as they say on Twitter. Thunderstorm season, it's here. What do you do about it? If your pet is terrified of thunderstorms, I have solutions next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on a short leash. I try to calm her down.
Well, that's wrong. Don't believe it. So some people will say for dogs that are terrified of thunderstorms, you are reinforcing the fear by petting your dog. Or giving your dog some solace. Now, I wouldn't go overboard and say, oh, you poor little doggy, oh my goodness, oh, the world is coming to an end, you'll be okay, and hug your dog for an hour straight. I wouldn't do that. But to pet your dog and tell your dog everything will be okay, that's fine. You're not the problem. The thunderstorms are the problem. And that fear doesn't need to be reinforced, right, if your dog is terrified. But not all dogs are terrified. Some dogs will find a place, and all of what I'm saying is true for some cats as well, but it's more a dog issue, where they'll find a place like in the corner closet, in the bathtub, under the bed, where they just sort of ride out the storm. And for those dogs, you can help them by plugging in an Adaptyl diffuser. Adaptyl is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. There's also an Adaptyl collar. That's great because it goes everywhere the dog goes if the dog is wearing a collar, right? To use both of them together in conjunction with one another is the way I would go. So that's a start. For dogs that are mildly fearful, there's a product called Zentral. And ask your veterinarian about that. It's a nutraceutical, so it's not really a drug. It's not a drug, and it will help to lower your pet's anxiety a bit for those animals that are mildly concerned, unhappy about the thunderstorm. And I'll tell you, doing these things, that's important, because doing nothing generally, so people think, well, if I do nothing, that the dog will eventually realize that nothing bad is going to happen during these thunderstorms. No. What generally does happen is that things worsen over time. So doing something about it, even for dogs that are mildly anxious, is a good idea. For dogs that are absolutely terrified, you know, we need to do more than that. And by the way, for those dogs that are mildly anxious or somewhere in between, hard to measure how anxious that dog is, absolutely a thunder shirt. I mean, there are a variety of different products out there that dogs wear. And can actually help them through it. At least they feel far more comfortable, and you can tell, you know. So the Thunder Shirt is one. Another is called the Storm Defender. And a third is called the Anxiety Wrap. And these are all different products that the dog can, or you put on the dog. And they do help in various ways, depending on the product and depending on the individual dog. So that's something I absolutely would consider. But for dogs that are totally terrified, do see your veterinarian about a psychopharmacological product. And people say, well, yeah, I'm giving my dog drugs then, and my dog's personality will change. No, your dog's personality doesn't change. And if the dose is correct, you're not going to make your dog sleepy. Now, some people will say, bring on the Benadryl. No, making your dog sleepy and still terrified, I think, is inhumane. I do believe, though, that giving your dog an appropriate product to make your dog less terrified, less fearful, is, in fact, the humane thing to do. So talk to your veterinarian about it if your dog is fearful of thunderstorms. Now, for dogs that have just a mild anxiety and are kind of worried, you can do this yourself, and this can help for a lot of dogs. As the thunderstorm approaches, take your dog down to the basement or a room that's off, like a second bedroom in an office. close the windows. Close the windows. Well, yeah, probably you don't want it to rain in. I mean, pull down the shades so the dog can't see what's going on outside. Pump up the music, or better, a talk radio station, so it can distract the dog. And even better, if you have kids, now is the time, because the kids are in the house anyway. They're not outside playing in the rain. So have them interact with the dog or cat so the dog or cat is distracted. If a dog or cat can be played with, they can't think in the back of their mind, oh, I'm also worried about the thunderstorms. So if you can change what they're thinking about, then the dog won't be so afraid at all. And for a lot of animals, it is as simple as that. Coming up next, the conversation I've been looking forward to having for a very long time, primatologist Dr. Berute Geldikas.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
And boy, this is a exciting moment for me. I am absolutely thrilled to talk again to Berute Mary Geldikas, who is one of the primatologists that Louis Leakey said, "You're the one." You know the other two, perhaps. The Gorillas in the Myths lady, that's Diane Fossey, right? They made the movie, and she studied mountain gorillas for many, many years. And at the same time, Jane Goodall was studying chimpanzees, and you saw Jane Goodall. Maybe very recently, a movie came out from National Geographic, and she's been on National Geographic special after special after special after special. She tours all over America talking about chimpanzees. But the woman that's often forgot about, there's a third. Her name is Berute Mary Geldikas, and she, Borneo orangutans, the other great ape. Hello, Berute. It is so nice to talk to you again. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's nice to talk to you.
You are the one that was in, and I'll let you further detail what I'm talking about, lived in Borneo for quite some time, studying the great ape. They're the big red great ape known as orangutans. And as a project that I did, doing field research for you, I was then at the Lincoln Park Zoo, and a couple of us went to Borneo, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I would get up early in the morning, most mornings, I would get up early in the morning. Orangutans, like all great apes, they go to bed in one particular place. They actually make a bed for themselves, in the case of orangutans, up in the tree. So you would go to that tree. I don't know how the guides found that tree to this day, but we'd go to that tree where we last saw the orangutans the night before, and we'd follow an orangutan, or sometimes a few of them, in the forest, and we'd write down what they ate, where what they did, where they went, the other orangutans that they associated with. We'd everything they did, we'd put down literally at that time. You'd write it out. And then at the end of the day, we'd come back and the next day do the same thing all over again. It was such a wonderful experience. And pretty much most, if not everything we know about orangutans comes from the work that you did. So let me back up. Why orangutans? How did, I'm going back in time here, but how did you meet Louis Leakey? How was that choice made?
Well, I'm still in Borneo. I still spend over half the year there. I teach one semester a year. I'm a university professor. But ever since I was a little girl, I was curious. And what I was curious about was everything. But in particular, I was curious about humans. Where did we come from? Who were our ancestors? Did we have ancestors? And it was this curiosity that led me to orangutans. Orangutans were virtually unknown in terms of their ecology or their behavior in the wild. I mean, people basically knew nothing about them. They didn't even know whether they were solitary or social. And I think what intrigued me about orangutans, aside from this mystery about them, were their eyes. Even in pictures, if you look at them, they stare right at you. And their eyes also are not totally brown, like the African great ape eyes tend to be. But there's white around the iris of the orangutan eye. So there's something very uniquely human about them when you look into their eyes. And when you meet them in reality, when you meet them in real life, they also have that way of looking at you. And that gaze just penetrates right into your soul. So that's how I became curious about orangutans. And as I went to university, that curiosity remained. And I wanted to go and study them for my PhD, for my doctoral research.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote people. I wrote the Malaysian government. I wrote people who had studied them in the past. And there were a few. Finally, I met Louis Leakey at a lecture when I was a graduate student at UCLA, and I went up to him after the lecture, after everybody else had left, more or less, and told him I wanted to study orangutans. And he looked at me, I'm sure he'd heard the story many times before, and when I told him that I had already written people in order to get my study off the ground, suddenly he got very interested, and he told me to stay in touch with him. He told me to write him in Africa. He said he was leaving for Kenya the next day, so he couldn't see me. And I said, well, give me an address. And he said, no, just write Louis Leakey, Africa. And
what?
It would get to him.
When I spoke to Berute, we talked about a lot more than that. You can hear the entire interview at petworldradio.net. Next, your phone calls, 866-554-PETS.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Elvira, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Well, I heard about your program, and we had some feral cats in our shed, and the mother with two babies, and I started feeding them because, like, the mother is so emaciated, and she's nursing still.
Yeah,
but
yeah, good.
What
and good,
I want to do is,
good for you for doing this. That's wonderful.
Well, you know, like, it's not that they're cute, but, you know, they are cats, and they need to be fed. And
of course.
So I would like to know how to catch them, take them to the shelter so they'll be spayed, and, you know, maybe somebody would adopt them.
Well, So here's the deal. If the adult cat...
Uh-huh, the mother cat.
Yeah. If she's been outdoors her entire life...
Yeah.
She's not going to want to be adopted. Now,
really?
if... Well, because she's been outside and she's afraid of people.
Exactly.
You know, so if she's truly a feral or community cat, the most humane thing you can do for her...
Uh-huh.
Aside from continuing to offer food, is yes, if there is a partner wherever you live in your community that will spay or neuter the cat.
There will. I was told there is an agency who would do that for free.
Right, exactly. And then the best, most humane thing you can do is return her right back out where she came. Now, if the kittens are approximately, if they're very, very, very young, the best thing you can do for them is, yes, have them spay neutered.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh. How old are they?
I would say we got them, we saw them there about 2 months now, but they're growing so fast because I'm giving them very good food.
Good.
They're nursing and eating the food at the same time.
Uh-huh. So...
They're very healthy.
You think they're maybe 4 or 5 months old?
Maybe getting to 5.
Okay, so now would be the time...
Mm-hmm.
To bring those kittens into a shelter.
Right.
And to, instead of returning the kittens back outside, is probably they can be adopted out because they are young enough to be socialized.
Right.
Now, if you wait too long, that window will close.
Right, exactly.
But right now, it's certainly possible. Depending on the individual cat or cats, having good nutrition really actually helps. We know that.
Right.
And certainly if you begin to socialize with the kittens, that will give those kittens a little bit of a head start, too. So when we get
the food, and sometimes they're waiting for the food. And so I kind of, you know, like walk slowly. Once they see me, they'll just hide.
Sure. So what you can do is you could sit down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are, and toss treats their way, really good ones, and then leave. Next day, do the same thing, toss treats their way, but maybe a little closer to you if you have good aim.
So and every then, day a little closer.
A little closer. And eventually, they may gather the courage to come up to you.
Okay. Okay. That's one thing to do, which... involve a lot of time, which I don't have.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. Let the shelter do that. They know how to do this stuff if they're qualified, and I assume they are. So bring in the cat, the adult cat, using a live trap. That if my guess is that they do what's called trap neuter return, so they could let you borrow a live trap or two.
Okay.
They will tell you how to bait that trap using tuna, moist cat food, whatever it is, and then bring the cats, all of them together, and catching them all at once is going to take maybe a few days. You may not do it all at once, but bringing them all in and then spay neutering them all, the cat, the adult, goes back outdoors, and the kittens, hopefully, if they're young enough, can be adopted out.
Yes, that's what I was
Or maybe you will take the kittens.
I might take one. I have a dog, and my dog is just like... inside dog, and we will look it in the window, and we will show that he will see the cat. Her tail is wagging, but he's barking. She wants to go there to play with him, but she doesn't know that the cats are not domesticated. There's no such thing as playing. So, you know,
right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
I might keep one. I would like to. Maybe the baby would be better than the mother because the baby doesn't get scared yet like the mother's
Right? Yeah, there's only one kitten?
Two. There were two of them.
Yeah. Take two. Really, they're company from one another.
Right,
they will play with one another. I don't know.
Yeah.
I say take two.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah. There's cats are more independent than dogs, you know.
Yes, I know.
We have a shed that is covered, and that's where they were staying. And they can just stay there all the time, just put the food, and they'll just hang around there. There's a window they can sit on, or, you know, all kinds of things. That they can
be busy. Well,
and we have gopher in our yard. In fact, I don't know if there's a, must be the mother cat caught one mice already.
Oh, sure.
If
she's been an outdoor cat all her life, she knows how to do all that.
Right.
It doesn't mean she's efficient at it, though.
Right. Right.
Some hunters are better than others. Okay. And depending on where you are, there may be not so much food around. So you are in Northern California. It gets pretty cold out in the winter. So,
no, we're not in Northern. We are in Southern.
I'm sorry.
We are in Ventura area.
Oh, good. Okay.
There's Santa Barbara. There are a lot of strawberries, and there must be a lot of critters all around.
Right. But you pointed out, though, that this cat was emaciated and you supplemented with food. So
yes.
Continuing to do that when you return the adult's a good idea. Keeping the kittens that you're now going to keep both, we agreed on that.
Right.
Keeping them indoors would be ideal rather than indoors, outdoors.
Right.
And eventually, I could tell you in a different phone call because we're running out of time.
Okay.
How to socialize them.
Thank you very much, and you gave me a lot of insight on how to handle this.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I heard music playing in the background there. Maybe she works at a nightclub or something. I don't think so. It's not that time. 866-554-PETS is our phone number. 866-554-7387. Maybe it was just my imagination. Maybe Elvira didn't have music in the background. If she did, no doubt it would have been the Oak Ridge Boys. Lots of ways you can reach me. One, by telephone, 866-554-7387. But, you know, some people say, Steve, I really like to hide behind email. So you can email, you might not put it that way, but you can email steve@petworldradio.net. Every week, we take an email. This is about a puppy that likes to bite everything, it seems. And we choose that email, and then I read the question, I answer it, and we're going to do that next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Dog and cat owners, take note. The Companion Animal Parasite Council, or CAPC, offers these tips to staying healthy. Wash your hands well after playing with pets. Don't allow children to put dirt in their mouths. Pick up dog and cat waste from your yard daily. Cover home sandboxes. Use year-round parasite control on your dogs and cats. And have your pet tested for parasites by a veterinarian at least once a year. For more easy ways to keep your family and your pets healthy, Visit petsandparasites.org.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk open wide about fear-free dentistry with Dr. Jan Bellows, who's a famous veterinary dentist. Now, let me do that again. Fear-free is an initiative in veterinary medicine and for all of you to lower our pets' fear, anxiety, and stress. And dentistry? How can you say that in the same sentence?
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
The tick population is growing, and we need to protect our pets, according to veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden.
And let's face it, you know, you can walk down a trail and stay on the trail, but your dog's going to jump off into the foliage and get these ticks. And so we have to protect them.
That's right. There's lots of great smells in those areas, and our dogs like to get off the beaten path. So make sure to speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea and tick preventive. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, we're the proud parents of a four-month-old Newfoundland puppy who's lovable, except when he wants to play, he starts to bite, and he bites, and he nips. We've tried everything to stop this. Can you help? It's from Karen in Illinois. Well, a part of it may be teething at your dog's age, and that's one, and also keep in mind that puppies explore with their mouths just like toddlers do with their hands. So we've got those two things going on all at once. So for the teething, you can talk to your veterinarian, but here's an idea. Take a toy, stuff something really good inside that toy. Yummy, 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 like low-fat, low-salt peanut butter. Stick it in the freezer. And stick another one and another one in the freezer. So you've got them, you know. And a Kong toy will work for this, too, by the way. Really, really well, because that's easy to stuff things into. But there are lots of toys. And also a toy that the puppy can safely chew on without destroying or swallowing something the puppy should not swallow. Now, when the puppy begins to do that, or predictably even better, before puppy begins to chew on you, take the toy out and give it to your pup. If your pup's busy chewing on that Kong toy with frozen peanut butter inside, frozen, by the way, because it helps to help the gums feel a little better, just like a teething baby, same thing. The dog then may not turn and chew on you because the dog's busy chewing on something else. But if the dog does do that, you're not a chew toy. And we have to communicate this to the dog. So just stop and walk away. Stop petting the dog. Stop playing the dog. With the dog, and give yourself a timeout. Because after all the dog wants is attention. So withdraw that attention. Go to another room and close the door. It's a puppy. You don't trust the dog in the room by him or herself. Then what you could do is put a leash on the dog and just do something else. Walk down the hallway with the dog. And if you're doing that, if the dog's walking down the hallway, the dog isn't biting on you. Now, if you have a playful dog, and you probably do at that age, right? Then give something else to play with, you know, so substitute. So instead of your arm, give the dog something appropriate to chew on instead. Those are some tips. And what will happen is at first the dog will say, well, I still want to chew on your arm. But just ignore your dog, hang in there, and eventually, really, it does get better. You can email your questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Janine Berger about cats who scratch in all the wrong places.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Hello.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Hello.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Janine Berger is a veterinary behaviorist, also the vice president of rescue and welfare at the San Francisco SPCA. First off, anyone who works in the shelter world, I must say this, thank you. It's a difficult job to do. And one reason why cats land in shelters is because they're scratching in all the wrong places. We don't ask the cats how they define right or wrong. It's defined by us.
Yep, I
the
can
cat
hear
is
you.
Just
can
being
you hear me now?
A cat, I suppose.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So when we're defining inappropriate behaviors, which is inappropriate scratching or inappropriate urination, it's inappropriate to us and not the cat. And therefore, it can lead to the break in the human-animal bond because we're looking at destruction of property. And with that, you know, some feelings can get hurt with not understanding how the behavior is actually an innate behavior that needs to be performed.
Why do cats scratch in the first place?
So there's two main reasons why cats need to scratch. One is a physiological reason. They need to be able to get rid of the sheath of their claws so that they stay sharp and clean and neat. Secondly, it's a communication issue where they need to leave two things behind. One is a scent, which is the pheromone that they're leaving behind. And secondly, they're also leaving a visual mark. So it's a very sophisticated communication that's still there when the cat's gone.
And I would add one more thing. I think it feels good for cats to do that. I mean, they do this when they're happy to see us. They do this when they're excited, generally. So cats certainly seem to enjoy it as well. But it's a part of being a cat. And in America, we came up with this idea of declawing cats some number of years ago. And more than ever before, I never thought it was a good idea. It's an elective amputation, really. But more than ever before, now we can say, okay, you know what? We can encourage cats to be cats, to scratch in all the right places, and therefore, how can this be a problem for pet owners?
Yes, correctly. So that is a surgery that's still performed that's out there. And I think mostly it's performed because veterinarians don't want to have the discussion about the potential negative side effects of this surgery. And you said it's an amputation, but it's actually an amputation times eight because we're removing, you know, eight little bony pieces.
Explain that. I think most people are beginning to understand it's not just clipping the cat's nails.
Correct. And that's important that we are educating our consumer, our client, our owner, what is actually happening during this procedure. And if you look at your finger, you have the tip of your finger, and then you have a second piece and a third piece, and that's the same true for the cats. What we're doing is actually clipping away surgically the last piece of the bone so that then there's only going to be two pieces left. So they're actually then walking on the second part of their bones without the protection.
And increasingly, there's all sorts of evidence to indicate the cats pay a price for that. But moreover, there's always been behavior modification that pet owners can do to encourage, that works, to encourage them to scratch in all the right places. What I'd like to talk about is a totally new tool that says cats scratch right here.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that, you know, a big company focuses on behavioral solutions rather than surgical or punitive solutions. So to me, it's like the full package. So you have the pheromone that gives the chemical information, scratch here. You have the visual, the striation, so the vertical lines that attract the cat to that. And in addition, there's a little bit of catnip too that allows the cat to go up there. And
so the product is called Fela Scratch, which comes in a little pipette, like a flea and tick product kind of would, you know, and you apply this to a scratching post, a vertical post, and you apply it from the top down vertically. And it's the color blue, so that's the visual part you're talking about. It includes catnip to attract those cats from far away. In addition to that, it has a copy of the pheromone. The cats leave, they deposit it there when they scratch. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you got that absolutely right. So it's a threefold, right? And the result is it not only attracts them to that location, but it actually has even shown to decrease the inappropriate scratching. So not only attracts it to the right place, but it decreases at the unwanted place, which is nice.
And there's nothing punitive, no yelling, no screaming.
No, nothing needed, right?
Yeah,
it's nice.
Easy peasy, and no declaw involved, which apparently you love as much as I do.
Yeah, and I honestly believe that people don't want to come home and yell at their cats and spray water at their cats.
Right,
they want to have a good relationship. That human-animal bond is so important.
Yep, I agree with you totally. And with that human-animal bond intact, they stay out of your shelter.
That's what we're all about. If I can get myself out of business, I'm happy.
Thank you, Dr. Berger.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.